do things together that will bring you closer together. Keep that chemistry in place. Keep on doing dates. Something that we stopped doing with my wife, it's in my heart to resuscitate, because we're not working far from each other. What couples could consider, it's doing lunch dates. Yes, where you go out on a lunch together, just synchronize your time. I'm going on lunch at 1:30 or whatever the time. And then you just go hang. You talk together. You have a chat for that 30, 40 minutes, then you leave. If the situation was allowing in the past, it would be easy to enter the workplace. If it's somebody that has an office, you would have lunch together, something like that. But given the current situation, maybe that one would not work. But typically, just to say once in a week, where can we go and eat? And then that day we don't take lunch box. And then we just go out on a date. You understand? Because our schedule is hectic these days. Hitting two birds with one stone. You go out on a date and you still eat, because even if you don't make it a date, you will eat somewhere. So you might as well plan it. Yes, eating out costs money, but there can be those times where we can afford to not pack lunchbox and literally just go out just to chat. I was watching a comedy the other day. I liked that concept, and I thought I could implement that and suggest that to my wife. Couples could do it. In this comedy, in this movie, this couple had what they called Thursday chats. They go out on a date, and the purpose of going out on a date is just to talk for 2 hours, and then you just talking. Wow! And when I heard that, I said, "No, that's nice. We would need that." Hopefully there wouldn't be arguments and fighting in that. We just go out, not necessarily to eat, but we will eat when we are at that place. But we just having a chat, you understand. So that's what is needed. We end up being strangers because married people are not chatting enough. Question, when, which specific time have you set aside in your relationship that this is where we are just talking? This time it's for talking, it's not for watching TV together. We are just speaking. Think about that, you see. So yeah, don't be roommates, be best friends. Do things together, ask each other questions. Don't be afraid to be naked. Adam and Eve were naked in the beginning. God is trying to tell us something, to say, put your cards on the table. What do you want to do when you achieve financial freedom, when you no longer need to work and you're blessed and you are rich, you've retired or something, you've got more time on your hands? What do you want to do? What's your dream? And now that you're putting your dream on the table, where do I fit in? How can I be part of you achieving this dream? We love people who love our dreams, people who love our destiny, people who love the journey that we are in, people who loves to see the success of our projects. Those are people that are special unto us. Therefore, any spouse must jump at an opportunity to be such a person in the life of their spouse. But sadly, some people, they do not know what is happening in the hearts of their spouse. Don't be judgmental. When somebody gives you their dream, don't break them down. Don't tell them how they can't make it. With God, all things are possible. Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. It is said that for some spouses, they are having cheerleaders outside of their marriages. It shouldn't be. The biggest cheerleader, the biggest supporter, the biggest helper must be your spouse. And you must be the same for your spouse as well. So yes, do listen to this concept, these thoughts, together with your partner. Disagree where you disagree, ask questions, give us feedback. We'll appreciate to hear from you. Thank you. God bless you.